But it is not the complete name for Allah. So can the Muslim go around saying, I believe in Allah? No. You have to say, I believe in Allah. Because Allah is not complete enough. You see? So no one can say that Allah is a form of Allah. You understand what I mean? God's prophet. God's masculine. God this feminine. God's plural. Right? I have retained the three letters in their order. And all I've done is just added or changed the capital. But what lowercase capital, right? The order is still there. Okay, Allah. Here it is, Allah. Can I take this off and make it something different? No, impossible. I cannot take that off. In fact, this is part of Allah. I can't take that off. These are letters, right? All of these are letters. To change God, I have to change, I just, God's, more than one. We're not supposed to put it to the capital, though. The Bible doesn't even do that. You black Muslims, you better look out. Breaking every law. Okay, God's, you see? That's all we have to do. Change it. But here, no way. See, Allah. Now, if I was going to add something here, I have to make this H like this to add something. I can't do it. You see? What can I put here? Nothing. I can't change it. If I change it, I destroy it. I lose the meaning. It becomes another word. So, in the Holy Quran, Allah says that this book is guarded. They cannot corrupt this book. Now, this will be this is the challenge. This is proof. Say, well, can you prove that? That God, that, well, here's a word that has stood the test. They haven't been able to corrupt that word. So if Allah can protect the word of the name Allah for thousands of years, that it was in the hands of heathens or pagans, and they didn't corrupt it, certainly you can protect the book too. Absolutely. There are a lot of fascinating miracles in Islam. It's a miracle. It is. It's a miracle. Doesn't mean that we can't explain it. We can explain it. But it's a miracle that the name Allah was still in the language and in the minds of those pagans of Arabia who had all those 369 different gods. And they didn't name one of them Allah. You see? They had one they called man. Yes, man. The God. Man. All kinds of gods. They didn't miss a one. I don't think. All kinds of gods. Okay. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity. Meaning nothing to pray to or worship or fear or reverence as a God except Allah. Therefore, Allah is the only name of the deity in Al-Islam. The only name. And the word God can never be a substitute or a synonym. Listen very carefully. The word God, we have G-O, capital G-O-D, can never be a substitute, and that's right. Why it can never be a substitute? Because it will not substitute mean it's acceptable as an exchange. You see? This word, G-O-D, can never be a substitute. Why? Because it has been used for feminine, masculine, plural, little, nothing, and big something. Right? And again, if you reverse the reading, it spells D-O-G. D-O-G. And the term here, it doesn't suggest the pure attributes of God. It suggests power, force, wisdom, all the infinite names of God. But it also suggests masculinity. It suggests Jesus Christ. Right? You see? So it's an impossible replacement or substitute for Allah. Therefore, when you pray, it's okay to use the term God, but you should practice using the term Allah and use it more. Allah, use it more. And if you say God, it's okay. It's not objectionable. But you should know Allah is a better word than G-O-D. The end of this period, fourth period, which will be up next week. When we return from Hajj, most likely to be around December the 1st. So we'll start classes again, maybe after a couple of weeks or so. But we won't be teaching the same class, of course. It'll be a different course. This has been on the fundamentals of belief and practice. So let us quickly recite the fundamentals or the first things of belief. Number one is, you say, we believe or I believe. We believe in Allah. Nu'minu billah. We believe in his prophets. Nu'minu in his Law.
Law.
Of reward.
Of reward.
And punishment.
And punishment.
Now, the law of reward and punishment, that's not a satisfying definition. Not to be dissatisfied with that definition. But it is a law, but it's not called law. Because law suggests that it was written, right? It was written, or it was applied. So that's why it's not acceptable, it's not quite right. We use it, but understand what we mean. You heard divine ordinance? Okay. It's law in that sense. And not something written in the Bible or anything. Natural law. Natural law. How do we distinguish it now from the laws of nature? If I stand here and talk, I'm going to have to stop or I'm going to fall out. I can't do a fellow, right? The law of nature drops me down. That's not exactly what we're talking about. Although it does incorporate that too. We're talking about the abuse, misuse of what Allah has given us. And everything in us and in the world. It's a gift of Allah. It's the gift of Allah. Is that right?
Right.
So if I use my brain in the wrong way, I'm not going to get the good that Allah has put into the world and into my brain for me. I'm not going to get the good. If I use intelligence wrong, I get the bad. If I use sentiment, you know the word, the thing that's used against us most in this world, the biggest tool of the devil, is sentiment. The human sentiment. If I use my sentiment wrong, I'm going to get the punishment.
That's right.
If I use my intelligence wrong, I get the punishment. You see? Use my power, my force, our greatness over people, my wealth, anything wrong gets the punishment. If I go and try to be some scientist, a biologist, or whatnot, a surgeon, and if I don't do it with good intention, if I use it wrong, if I go into that field wrong, I get the punishment. A lot of other people will suffer, but I'm going to get it too. Never escape, impossible to escape. It's set in nature. Allah has established it in all the creation. So there's a thing, now don't think when we say it, we mean it just as we say it.
Yeah.
But there are some things that Allah has told us. And he says that there are things that we have not witnessed, meaning you have not seen it, it hasn't been shown you to your eyes, but Allah said it exists. He says there are worlds that you have witnessed and worlds that you have not witnessed. So he tells us one of the beliefs that we have to believe in, and it's included in the belief, it comes under the belief in life after death. Says we must believe in the ghaib of Allah. He says there's something that he has manifest, al-ghaiba, ghaiba wa shahada. Ghaiba is the things that we have witnessed. Pardon me, that we have not witnessed. Shahada are the things we witnessed. Sounds like ashadu, right? Ashadu. Shahada, the things we witnessed. And ghaiba are the things that we haven't witnessed. But Allah has told us they exist. Or he has promised it to us. The Muslim has to believe in the ghaib of Allah. There's those who believe in Allah wa bil ghaibi. Is that right?
Yeah.
And in his ghaib means the promises he has made to them are the things he told them exist that they haven't seen yet. You see? So we have to believe in that. But if we believe in life after death, can anyone witness that in this life? No. We can only witness it in as a sign of what will come. The fact that we become morally resurrected, spiritually resurrected, mentally resurrected, that's a sign that we will become be resurrected even from unconsciousness or from mental death or physical death. Not into physical life, resurrected from this physical world into a higher form that our Lord will create for us, or have created already for us. Yes. You see, well, that is what Muslims have to believe. So we believe in this. Is believing in life after death. Now, brother the best, I wish he was here. He's not here. He raised a question. I said, I'm going to put it here because I haven't accepted his criticism. And we're going to have to argue. I said, as high like this. As high. Now, don't write it because as long as there is room for doubt, we should search. And if someone says he know different, there's room to search. Search what he has, right? Okay, so we haven't had time yet, so we got to search. I said, as high, bad, like this, bad, then mouth. Okay, bad and mouth. And this means life after the death. Okay? So here is what Brother Sabah says. That this El Hay is an attribute of Allah. And we can't say El Hay meaning attribute of Allah, means it's talking about Allah after death. But here is what I want to ask him. Is not an nur the light an attribute of Allah?
Yes.
So if I say an nur, the nur, an nur shall vanish. And he say, brother, you can't say an nur shall vanish. An nur is an attribute of Allah. Allah shall never vanish. I'm not talking about an nur in that sense. So we have life in one sense and life in another sense. Life means that is active, that is active, conscious, aware. Is that right? We say a human being is alive when they are aware. Consciously aware. So life means aware. And life also means having some activity. Of life in it. Animate. Being animate. Right? Life means that too. So there are different levels of life. For even for us, right? Now Allah, when we say Allah is our life, we don't mean Allah is living like we live in. The whole Quran tells us plainly. He doesn't need food. He doesn't need drink. Right? Say he cannot be educated. No one can inform him of anything. Say he's all well informed of everything. So we can't feed him. We can't educate him. So we can't feed him. You can't feed him. He get upset. He can't get upset. And you come and feed him, give him something to pay him off. He said, okay, I'm all right now. No, there's nothing affects him. Nothing. Slumber, sleep, nothing. That if you, your creation cannot affect him in no way. In no way. So we know if Allah is al-Hayy, the living, we mean as we say he's a Nur, the light. The light, it is meaning, it means that opens up darkness. And al-Hayy means that sees it sees and continues. Sees. So the life feeds, right? It feeds. Their things feed too, but nothing can, it's active. Active.
Belief is something that's alive. What do you mean it's active? It's not rested. It's not rested. It's active. When it's rested, it's dead. Right? So we mean it's active. It's not rested. So Allah is never rested. For the Quran says, at every instant, he's involved in a marvelous work of creation. Did we think that he just created? No, he didn't just create and stop. Say at any point, you stop and think, say at that point, he's involved in a marvelous work of creation. He's at all times creating action. So this is Allah. El-Hayy. Now my question problem is, why is this word objectionable? When the Holy Quran says, do not speak of my messengers as dead, and yet they are alive, living, but you do not understand. Ahyah is from this word, hey, for many, my messengers, many of them. The many, the term for you use for male masculine, many is ahyah. It's from the same word, the same word. So that's the problem I have about the Bassin, and we're going to have to talk about it. And he's going to really have to pull something out of his hat or his book or something to show me that I don't see why not. Now his way of, he said, I should say, El Hayat, Ba'd al-Maut. Now why I don't say El Hayat? Why did I say El Hayat? El Hayat means the living world. El Hayat, the living world. See, if I say I'm alive, that's talking about an activity in me, right? Mm-hmm. An action, a work that's going on. If I say living, it means another thing, right? It can mean the active too. But I can say living flesh. Living flesh. It means the flesh is alive. You see? So if I say al-hayat, it means more, that word refers to more of the physical living. The physical living. It refers to the manifest life in the world. Trees or the man life, that's hayat. And the Holy Quran does not use that, does not tell us to use that word. In fact, it tells us not to use it. It says the life of this world is nothing but deception.
That's right.
And it doesn't tell us to use that word in a good way. It says El Hayat Dunya Illa Ghurur, which means the life of the world is nothing but deception. You'll be deceived by it. It will lead you astray. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Okay, so the term is El Hayat. So should I say I believe in El Hayat Ba'd al-Maut? No, that's not correct. That's a big problem. Big problem. He said, he wrote it for me too. He said, El Hayat Ba'd al-Maut on a piece of paper. And I'm wondering how in the world can we say that?
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Quran says, El Hayat al-Dunya illa ghurur, is nothing but deception. Because hayat refers to the physical activity, the thing we witness, the physical activity with the eye.
Yes,
and hayat we see with the eye. And hay talks about something you don't see with the eye.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see el hay with the eye,
uh-huh.
But you can see el hayat with the eye. Anyone here speak Arabic? No one? You speak Arabic? You can't speak Arabic?
Yeah.
I wish this brother DeBass was here. I hate to do this in his absence. But the word get to it, he's going to be present. This is the second day he's been absent. And I've been talking on it for 2 days straight, and I'm going to get on it for the next time. So if he stay away, he'd be staying away forever. Thank you.
See, he's a professor of Arabic. I'm not. But I'm a professor in my own field.
Yes, sir.
I've been in that field for a good while now.
Go ahead.
And I have to have understanding before I give up. Got it. So, those are the beliefs. Let's go them again quickly. We believe in Allah. We believe in His prophets. We believe in His books. We believe in His angels. We believe in the judgment. We believe in the power of the law. Okay. The first things of conduct are practice. Are number one, to bear witness that there is no ilah except Allah. And ilah, you know, means deity. Something you worship or pray to. That there is no ilah except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Number two, to pray.
Five daily prayers.
Doesn't mean that we're not going to miss some daily prayer, but we have to believe in praying five daily prayers. So if anybody asks you, is it okay to miss Maghrib prayer? Say, no, sir, it's not okay. Now, you have an excuse that's you and Allah's business. But it's not okay, because Allah said five times daily, right? Okay, and the Holy Quran states that there are definite times for prayer, and it gives it. It's five times given in the Holy Quran. It doesn't say five times, but it mentions those times. Before the sunrise, at the end of the day, it says in the beginning, and in the end, and it says in the middle, and the after, and it also says in the night. It gives the five times in the Holy Quran. You see, so we do have five times, five daily prayers that we have to believe in. Now, we believe in five daily prayers, that's number two. And number three, believe in zakat, that is charity. Zakat or charity. Number four is to believe, we believe in fasting the month of Ramadan. Now, if some Muslims fast 2 or 3 days a month, once every now and then a week or so, is it wrong?
No.
Fasting is good for us. We shouldn't go to extreme, we shouldn't overdo it. But it's good for us. So if we fast extra, that's our own business. But now, if I have a habit of fasting 3 days out of a month, and when Ramadan comes, I fast 3 days out of Ramadan and call that my fast. Well, I didn't break Ramadan and I didn't break my fast either, brother. Say, well, how did you do that, brother? Well, I fast the last 3 days was my fast. You can't do that. Whatever you're doing has to be, and the line of fasting has to stop when Ramadan comes. And we fast Ramadan exactly as the Holy Quran tells us, exactly as Allah told us in Prophet Muhammad's practice established. Now, fasting, and that's the number four. And number five is we believe in Hajj. And Hajj is the trip to Mecca to perform certain duties at the holy house of Kaaba. Right, and in that vicinity. And in that vicinity. So don't forget, we are not going to Hajj or Mecca. In fact, Hajj is not going to Mecca. Hajj is going to the Kaaba.